decide, you know, I'm not going to focus on the actions because that's making me think about what I don't want to happen and making me feel bad. I'm going to go golfing. I'm going to go to the movies. I'm going to take a vacation. I'm going to go to the beach. People say, we're in the midst of a crisis. How can you be taking a vacation? Because for me to go into the office and start working in the midst of this crisis, I'm going to feel absolutely horrible at this moment in time. So I need to do something so I can feel good. Because feeling good makes it all work. So the actions are not that significant. Doing is not that significant. And this is why the how, which is you're looking at your radar screen and you're thinking, how can this event work out to my advantage? How am I going to turn the situation around? And the answer is you don't know because you're looking at your radar screen. But what you have to know is that 99% of all the stuff that's available is off the radar screen. And the circumstances and events that the universe has given you because of what you have been vibrating and you have been creating in your life will work out to your advantage. And when you have that knowingness, you'll feel good and you'll always say, I have no idea how that's going to happen. I don't know why this is a good thing. When a bad thing happens, we understand it's not necessarily a bad thing. As a matter of fact, it never is a bad thing. There's a story about the man in China who had a son. And he said, I want my son to be safe and live a long life. And there's so much chaos going on in China and so much famine and war. I'm afraid for my son. I'm afraid he could be killed. I'm afraid he could be killed in war. I'm afraid we could die of famine or he could be sick. And I just want my son to live a long, healthy, happy life. And one day his son fell off a horse and broke his leg. And all of his friends said, oh, what a terrible thing. Your son fell off the horse and broke his leg. And the father said, I don't think it's a terrible thing. I don't know why, but I think actually it's a good thing. I don't know why, but I believe it's a good thing. I feel good. The next day, the Chinese army came riding into town. And they took all the young men and they recruited them into the army to fight in the wars. But they didn't take this man's son because he had a broken leg. And the story goes on and on and on to talk about how each situation that happened to the son, which appeared to be bad at the time, turned out to be a blessing. And we don't know how. We don't need to know how. The key is your thought process. And the key is how you think. The evidence of how you're thinking is twofold. Number one, how are you feeling? If you're feeling good, that means your thought process is right online. If you're thinking bad, that means it's not. The other evidence is what you're saying. What are the words you're saying? Are you looking at things as they are? And focusing on what you don't want or what seems to be terrible? Or are you looking forward and creating tomorrow with anticipation? So words that you say really are a strong indicator. And this is another powerful technique, is to use your words wisely and say things in a way which will help focus your thoughts. Words are very important. Because they help focus your thoughts. They do two things. They show you what you're thinking, but they also help create and focus your thoughts. So by saying certain things in a certain way, it'll help focus your thoughts in the correct method. So I've been giving you a lot of phrases on these, you know, for those of you listening on the CDs and for those of you who are here. That's why listening to these CDs over and over again. But these are patterns, neural pathways that you have to start developing. They're automatic for me and other folks. You need to start saying things and start developing some speech patterns, which will start developing some neural pathways, which will start developing some predominant thought patterns, which will start developing some predominant constant vibrations that you're transmitting out of your brain, which will create more like-minded positive vibrations, which will make everything work better and faster. So various things that you have to say verbally with your mouth, in whatever language you're speaking, things such as, everything always works out for me. I'm lucky. I'm blessed. You know, this appears to be really negative, but I know everything will work out fine. Everything will work out fine. Everything will work out fine. I don't know how, but everything always works out fine in the end. All is well. Everything is just fine. I expect miracles and I get miracles. Everything always turns out to my advantage in the end. This will ultimately work out to my benefit. See, those are the type of speech patterns. And when you understand this incredible concept, life becomes so much more of a pleasure. And life becomes so much easier as you go forward. That make sense? Question. Okay. What if I'm doing everything, I'm doing the technique, I seem to be doing everything, I'm doing everything on the list, I'm going for walks, I'm eating right, I'm doing the Callahan, I'm doing all these things. I'm really doing this technique and I'm feeling really good all day long. But nothing seems to be happening. I'm not getting what I want. I'm thinking about it all the time, but it's just not coming in. Well, or something bad happens. Like I'm really feeling good today, tomorrow, the next day, I'm feeling good, and out of nowhere something horrible appears. Well, or nothing, or what I want just doesn't seem to be coming in. Number one, don't put a time frame on things. First off, you're giving me an example of something that hasn't really occurred to you. You're just thinking, what if this occurs? Well, first off, it's pretty unlikely that those things could happen. However, let's talk about that, because some people start using this technique today and tomorrow and they go, hey, it's the third day, where is it? Don't put a time limit on things. Don't put a time limit, because the universe is doing everything at perfect speed for you to give you the feeling you want that's ultimately to your benefit. So don't put a time frame on things. My friend Herb Cohen, who wrote a book called You Can Negotiate Anything, nice Jewish guy from Chicago, taught his seminars while smoking a cigar, and he talked like this. And he said, in life and in negotiation, you have to care. But not that much. And that's really the type of attitude you have to have. You have to care, but not that much when it comes to the time.